Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Julian Goldie here, and welcome to today's video. Today, we're going to touch on everyone's favorite topic, monetizing your blog. Now, I know what you're thinking. Can blogs actually make money with SEO? Or is this just something people have made up to sell books and courses online? Or maybe you're even thinking, is this guy about to sell me a course at the end of this video? Well, no, I don't have any courses like that to sell just yet. But give me a few months and you might see a video of me plugging a course while I'm in my garage talking about how I love books. Just kidding. But anyway, look, these are all valid questions. And to be honest, I had all of these questions too when I was first starting out with making money with a blog. However, now that I'm on the other side of things, I'm happy to tell you that making an income from your blog is possible provided you focus on a few key things. And this video is going to cover exactly what those things are. In fact, we'll actually cover some of the specific tactics that have allowed me to earn money passively through my blog. What's more, I'm actually going to cover tactics that have helped me earn an active income, as well as tactics that have helped me earn a passive income. For example, if you check out section number 2 of this video, you'll actually discover one of the actual techniques that helps me earn passive income day in, day out. Anyway, whether you want to earn active or passive income from your blog, make sure you stick around to the end, or else you might miss some of the key tactics that will help you monetize your site. Hopefully, once you're done with this video, you'll understand what it takes to create a blog that earns a good chunk of money for you. So let's get started. So section number 1, can you actually make money from a blog? Right, so before we get started here, I just want to clear up a few things when it comes to monetizing your blog. I think it's really important to mention this. And then you've got other people saying you can't really make a good income from your blog. Plus, I don't really want to mislead people here. And so I just want to point out a few things. Okay, so look, here's the thing. Making money from your blog is definitely possible, but it takes a fair bit of upfront work. For example, throughout this video, I'm going to cover a few of the websites that generate income for me. But these websites can only generate a decent income because they're actively attracting a good chunk of visitors. If these websites weren't doing a good job in terms of attracting traffic, they probably wouldn't make any money. In fact, they definitely wouldn't make any money. I mean, for a website to make money, someone usually has to visit it and do something, right? So if nobody is visiting my websites, then nobody is doing anything that will actually lead to revenue being generated. So with all that said, if you want to generate income from your blog, it needs to be attracting a decent number of visitors. Now, it's hard to say how many visitors you actually need, as it all depends on your goals and perhaps even the niche you're in. It could also depend on the approach you're taking to monetization. I mean, as we're going to mention later, some approaches such as affiliate marketing might make more money than ads. Either way, I just want to make it clear that yes, earning an income from your blog is 100% possible. But first, you need to focus on building a solid website that attracts a good number of visitors from Google. Only then will you have a solid foundation that allows you to earn an income that you can rely on. If you want some advice on how you can build a website that will rank and generate traffic, you might want to check out this video of mine, The Ultimate SEO Tips for Beginners to Rank Number 1 in 2022, where I cover some really useful SEO tips. So option number 1 is ads, right? So with all that said, the first income strategy that I want to focus on is advertising. Now, I know that this approach doesn't sound very exciting, doesn't sound very glamorous, but ads can actually be a very good way to earn passive income from your site. And one of the main reasons for this is that it's really easy to make money with this method. I mean, you basically just need to choose an ad network, set up the ads on your site, and then kind of just leave things at that. It's completely passive. A percentage of your visitors will click on these ads, and then usually at the end of the month, your chosen ad network will send you money based on how many people clicked on your ads. Pretty simple, right? Now, I have two websites, chipperbirds.com and relaxlikeaboss.com, that earn decent income from this method. In fact, if you check out this graphic, you can actually see a summary of the ad revenue I've achieved with these sites in a pretty short period of time. By the way, just in case you're wondering, this is with the ad network Mediavine. All right, so let's just cover some of the things you need to understand about this monetization method. So firstly, the amount of money you can make with this method kind of depends on the niche you're in. This is because clicks in some niches are generally worth more than clicks in other niches. For example, the finance space is often way more lucrative than something like the knitting market. Secondly, the amount of money you earn with this approach is also really sensitive to the amount of traffic you can generate. This is a key point because single clicks generally don't produce a ton of money. I mean, most ad clicks generate money in the form of cents and not dollars. So if you want to earn a decent income from this approach, you need to know how to build a high traffic site. And if you can't figure this out, you're not going to make a decent income with this method, unfortunately. As long as you keep these two things in mind, you shouldn't really face any big, nasty surprises when it comes to making money with this approach. By the way, if you get the chance, please remember to like and subscribe on YouTube. If you like this video, it's going to help us reach more people, which is great when you consider how many people want to learn how to monetize their blog. I mean, you don't want to keep this information to yourself, do you? Plus, if you become a subscriber, it'll be a lot easier for you to find our future content. I mean, this is actually kind of important because if you want to succeed with the methods we're covering here, you need to know how to rank your site, which is something I'm going to cover in future videos. And if you miss this content and you don't learn the stuff we're going to cover in other videos, you might not make that much money from your sites. So, option number two is affiliate income. So another way you can earn money with a blog is by focusing on affiliate income. So how does affiliate marketing work? Well, with this approach, you generally promote or even just mention a product or service and link to it. Then if someone clicks on your link and spends money on the thing you mentioned or promoted, you earn a nice cheeky commission. It's a pretty simple low effort method, and it's one of the best approaches to focus on if you're interested in making 100% passive income. Now, something I just want to focus on here is that affiliate income is something most people prefer over ad income. One of the main reasons for this is that affiliate revenue per click is often a lot higher when compared to the per click revenue of ads. So suppose you have two websites that are in the same niche and attracting the same level of traffic. One is monetizing with ads, while the other is monetizing with affiliate methods. A lot of the time, the website that relies on affiliate methods will tend to make more money. Why? Because generally, if someone buys an affiliate product, you often make more money than if someone clicks on your ads. Because of this, with affiliate websites, there is generally less pressure on you to ramp up your traffic numbers so that you can earn a decent income. And this kind of makes earning a decent income from your blog generally a whole lot easier. Now, some people get around this problem by using both ads and affiliate links on this site. And this is actually something I do on cheaperbirds.com. And this can work really well. But of course, you just need to make sure it's not over the top, or else you're going to provide people with a bad user experience. So don't bombard them with crazy amounts of ads or affiliate links. Keep it neutral. So with that said, how do you earn an affiliate income with your website? Well, if you want to make affiliate income from your site, you first need to decide what kind of affiliate program you're going to focus on. For example, you can go with something like Amazon Associates, or you could go to a platform like Awin. Generally, an affiliate platform will tell you beforehand how much commission you will make if you manage to sell a certain product or service. So here's an example from one of the affiliate options on Awin. In this example, the person making an affiliate sale would earn 6% commission. On top of that, here's a fee structure that Amazon uses for their associates program. Now, I just want to say that none of this is set in stone. These platforms can change the fee structure at any time. So don't assume that these figures are guaranteed. Because of this, you might always want to consider looking at a backup affiliate program in case the one you choose suddenly lowers their commissions. Anyway, once you've picked an affiliate network, you then need to figure out how you're actually going to get people to click on your affiliate links. If you're going to go with something like Amazon Associates, one of the ways you can get people to click on your links is by creating review blog posts. I'm sure you've seen these kind of posts. They're generally just posts that have best in the title. So if you have a fishing blog, you might have a blog post titled Best Fishing Gear for Beginners. You might then list out the best items in this niche, and you might include an affiliate link next to each of your recommendations. You then focus on ranking this blog post for the keyword Best Fishing Gear for Beginners so that you can get a lot of relevant traffic to your post. Of course, this is just one method, and that applies to one kind of affiliate marketing network. I mean, you could also promote items for an email newsletter, or you could even just have a small section on your site that lists recommended products and courses. There's really a lot of options here, and your ability to make money with affiliate marketing often comes down to your creativity and how good you are at driving traffic. That said, some affiliate networks have rules in regards to how you can promote offers, so always make sure you read these rules before you decide on a certain approach. Option number three is redirecting traffic to a product or service on a third-party site. Now, another way you can monetize your blog is by redirecting traffic to a third-party website where you offer some kind of service. For example, if you're a graphic design freelancer, you might want to redirect people to a profile you have on a freelancing platform. You can then use this approach to build up your presence on this platform, and then that can help you earn more money in the future. I actually do something like this, and I do it by combining two websites, keenpassive.com, a website I own, and fiverr.com. On Keen Passive, I have a lot of blog posts that cover general business and marketing topics. And on this site, there are some super easy to find buttons that people can click on. These buttons generally include a CTA such as discover 999 ways to make money or discover 50 ways to make money with cryptocurrency. If someone clicks on these buttons, they will then be taken to my Fiverr profile with hundreds of reviews, and then that gig can convert nicely. And there, they can invest in one of my services or products that I promote on the platform. And I really like this method because it helps me build up my profile on Fiverr. This then improves my overall visibility on the platform, and then I can make even more money. Plus, it's also kind of a good backup in case something ever happens to my website. I mean, if the worst should happen and my website just gets wiped out due to an algorithm update or something like that, I'll still have my profile on Fiverr, and I can use that income from that to potentially launch my next project. If you've seen some other websites that do a good job of this, mention them in the comment section. I'd love to check them out. Option number four is promoting your own service or product. So the final option I want to cover here is actually just promoting your own product or service. Depending on how you do things, this can be the most lucrative approach. I mean, if you're relying on adverts, you're essentially just getting a small slice of the pie of someone else's earnings. If you're relying on affiliate income, you might make a bit more money, but you're still getting a share of someone else's income. And if you use third-party platforms, you're going to have to give up some of your earnings as those platforms take a commission. However, if you promote your own product or service, you can skip all that. And you can basically keep all of the money you earn minus the obvious transaction fees and stuff, and you can then make a really good income with even relatively small amounts of traffic. For example, on my SEO agency website, juliangoldie.com, I've been able to close clients who provide me with $5,000 per month of monthly recurring revenue. This site generates a good amount of traffic, but it's not near the hundreds of thousands of visitors that Cheaper Birds attracts. However, it's fair to say that it'd be hard to earn that much money with Cheaper Birds if the traffic numbers were the same. By the way, I've mentioned throughout the video that actually getting traffic to your site is key here. My link building agency that I've just mentioned here actually specializes in helping people get more traffic with the help of SEO. If you'd like some advice on how you can get more SEO traffic to your site, you can book in a free consultation call with my agency at juliangoldie.com. Anyway, of course, your ability to succeed with this approach is going to depend on what you're comfortable with doing. For example, if you don't have any skills, you might not be able to take this approach, as you simply might not have a service to sell. If that's the case, you may want to consider starting a website that's relevant to one of your skills. And even if you don't have any skills, you might want to consider learning a skill that you can actually get paid for. And if you're looking to keep your workload to a minimum, you could always create products or courses that are relevant to your website. For example, with cheaperbirds.com, I could create an ebook that's based on birdwatching. I wouldn't even have to write this myself, as I could potentially just outsource this to someone that has expertise in this topic. Alternatively, on my Relax Like a Boss website, I could release a course about mindfulness or meditation. And to be honest, there's many ways you could take this, and you can be as creative as you like it. The main thing is that whatever you're selling is actually something you own and have control over. Okay, so that's the end of this video. Hopefully, you now have a decent sense of how you can monetize your blog and make a great income from it. Everyone tends to have their own preferences here, and so there's probably not one form of monetization that every single person loves. Because of this, you might want to take a moment to reflect so that you can decide which approach is right for you. Once you've figured this out, you can then consider building out your website and SEO strategy around the monetization method that you've chosen. And if you have any questions or anything like that, please drop a message in the comments. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have when it comes to this kind of thing. By the way, if you have a spare moment, please subscribe. If you like this video, it's going to help me reach more people all around the world. Plus, if you become a subscriber, you'll learn more cool stuff about SEO. Now I know what you're thinking. There's nothing more important than monetizing your blog. But trust me, you can only monetize a site that's actually getting results with SEO. And if you check out my future videos, you'll be able to learn all of the other cool stuff too. I mean, you don't want this monetization knowledge to go to waste, right?
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.